War. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. And Raytheon Stark. War is a terrible thing, and this war has been happening for a very long time, from before most of us were born, and will be raging on after we're long gone. I'm of course talking about the gender war. Men versus women. For those of you who've been following me for the past year, you know of my ongoing research into the man question. From learning how to be a real man. If you're a grown-ass man and you wear a seatbelt in the passenger seat, you are likely to be a raging homosexual. To judging men's living spaces. Men will literally not buy a TV stand, but will have too many fridges. To examining their interesting dating rituals. Wish your toes were in my mouth right now. I mean, hey. And although this journey is far from over, I decided to take a break to focus on the fairer sex. That's right, the women. There are many things women love in this world. Flowers, chocolate, pumpkin spice lattes, cute animals, shopping, complaining and nagging, am I right, fellas? But above all else, women love posting their own L's.
My cousin, who is younger than me, is getting married today. Meanwhile, I have credit card debt. I am in a toxic situationship with one of my exes. Last week, I was so broke that instead of getting an Uber to the airport, I had a random guy from Hinge drive me. And this year, I have had chlamydia twice.
So I've been working on a pretty big video, and I thought it would be nice to take a little break and make some trash content, because I know you guys love the trash content. And I feel like the last two videos were a little more serious than I usually am, so I feel like it's trash time. So let us answer the question on everyone's mind. Are women okay? No. No, they are not. But before we get into this deep dive into the psyche of the modern woman, let's quickly get into today's sponsor.
Are you tired of this happening to you? Introducing AG1.
AG1 is a foundational nutrition supplement that helps support your immune system, digestion, and whole body health. Packed with 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food sourced ingredients, it has all the nutrients you need in one little drink. AG1 is also free of gluten, herbicides, GMOs, pesticides, and artificial colors and sweeteners. Big GMO is shaking, honey. If you know me, you know my diet basically consists of chicken nuggets and mac and cheese. So AG1 really helps me get all those vitamins I am sorely lacking in one easy and effective way. Just one scoop or travel packet, 8 to 10 ounces of cold water, shake it up, and you're ready to go. I've included AG1 in my morning routine, and I feel like I have much more energy throughout the day. I don't even crave an energy drink once, so I highly suggest you check it out yourself. Also, it tastes pretty good, which I honestly was not expecting. It's got a hint of, like, sweetness and pineapple and vanilla, and it's definitely a more pleasant way to get all my nutrients as opposed to swallowing a whole bunch of pills in the morning. So go to the link in the description now to get a year's supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 travel packs for free with your first purchase. Also, the best part is, for every order of AG1, they donate to organizations around the world providing healthy meals to children in need. Taking care of your body shouldn't be a hassle, and now due to AG1, it doesn't have to be. So get in on today's offer by visiting drinkag1.com/shoeonhead or simply clicking the link down below. Big thank you to AG1 for sponsoring this video, and thank you as always, the viewer, for not skipping the ad. Now let's get back to the video. From posting about their old high school teachers subscribing to them on OnlyFans, to posting about their boyfriends cheating on them with their own mothers. Women love posting their own L's. I would know. Despite rumors, I am a woman. Now for the boomer demographic who watches me who doesn't know what an L is, an L is a loss and a W is a win. And for the zoomer demographic that watches me, Gat Gat Ohio Rizzler. When you try to be petty and request money from your ex and accidentally send it. Here's $100 for wasting my time and being a cheater. L. Absolute L. My ex-boyfriend is now gay and my ex-girlfriend is now straight. Call that
The conversion therapy. When I helped the guy I was in love with get his girl because I thought maybe he'd fall in love with me in the process. No! Why did she think this would work? Life is not TV! You are not the main protagonist of a Hallmark Christmas movie! Just remember the time I went on a first date to the London Zoo, and at the gate he asked if I would mind paying for my own ticket, which I said I would, at which point he pulled out a 2-for-1 voucher, so I paid for my ticket and he went in for free. I had to break up with him. Our signs weren't compatible. Once again, here we go. Astrology is racism for white women. I'm a Gemini, and he told me not to flush when I peed at his house to save money, so I obliged until I went through his Discord and found pics of him drinking it. Oh! Oh no! I invited him to the crib, cooked for him, gave him the sloppiest neck you can manifest in your mind, let him fold me like an origami bird, called him an Uber, then blocked him and never spoke to him again. I really beat him to the punch. We are learning the game too fast. Wow, you sure showed him! When I broke up with a white boy and he deleted his Stop Asian Hate story on- Guys! My friend got banned from Tinder because she'd show up to dates without makeup and the dudes kept reporting her as a catfish. Oof. I don't know, I've always quickly shown the men I've dated what I look like without makeup because I figure if you don't love me at my naked-faced gremlin, you don't deserve me at my 2006 MySpace mid- E-girl. I wanted this man to be vulnerable with me for so long. He finally called me yesterday and opened up, but the second he started crying, I lost all interest in him quickly. Women be like, men need to show their emotions. Till a man shows their emotions. I told my husband not to buy me a Christmas present. I'm fuming that he actually isn't. Do not. I repeat, do not listen to women when they say this. Oh, I'm going to McDonald's. Do you want anything? No. Bullshit. Get them fries. I will never forget this guy I was seeing didn't text me back for 3 days, and when he finally texted me, I was like, are you okay? And he was like, yeah, I was just watching The Sopranos. When you are on your third kid and third baby daddy at 23, it's the hypersexual personality with a breeding kink for me. Okay, for the last time, you do not have a breeding kink. That is called being a woman. It is not a fetish. It came free with your genetics. Someone just asked my due date. I am not pregnant. A reminder, once again, that unless a woman tells you she is pregnant, please don't assume. It's really hurtful. Oh God, do not do this. I have seen this actually happen in real life. The internet will never know when I'm pregnant, by the way. They'll just have to assume I'm eating good. I was talking to this guy I met on Tinder, having the best conversations while we sipped on our boba, but when he found out my body count was close to triple digits, the conversation got quiet. He ghosted me after and blocked my Instagram, Snapchat, and TikTok. Do all guys really care that much? Maybe I should start telling my dates that I'm a virgin instead. Yes, guys care that much. And not just guys, and especially triple digits. If you're somebody who takes sex seriously and you think it's a special thing, or you're a virgin, or you yourself have a low body count, it's perfectly acceptable to care about body counts. But if you a hoe, or if you a man hoe, and you care about the other person's body count, you're a fucking hypocrite. But I feel like even if you are a hoe or a man hoe with like a 20-something body count, I feel like you could still judge someone who's in the triple digits. How do you even meet that many people? I don't even know 15 people. I'm gonna give this one a W because I'm just impressed. That's just impressive. When I got pulled over for speeding and the nice officer said I could just show him a picture of license instead because I forgot my wallet and watched me scroll past multiple boob pictures and I couldn't tilt my phone the other way because my dad was in the other seat. Okay, there is nothing more stressful and anxiety inducing than handing someone your phone to show them a picture and you're just like, okay, okay, give it back. Because if they accidentally swipe, they're gonna be seeing your hentai horse futa. Am I right? Who among us does not have that on their phone? I remember one time I was so obsessed with a boy that I found out his address, his mom and dad's number. I would call his mom and when she answered, I would make up lies about him so he got his phone taken away so he didn't talk to other girls. I found his family members' names, how many times he moved houses, what schools he went to, found all his family photos, found all the girls he messed with so I could become friends with them. What's crazy is men will look at this and they'll be like,
I could fix her.
Okay, so when I was in third grade, I had a crush on this guy, but he had a crush on this other girl, and I cried about it to my mom, and my mom was like, who cares? They're not gonna get married. And that made me feel better until I saw today that they did in fact get married.
This reminds me when people are like, oh, like, don't worry, your school bully is gonna be fat and ugly in the future. No, my school bully is a bodybuilder now. She could kick my ass. It's important to remember that you were not the main character, and sometimes good things happen to people you do not like. L, and honestly, you're 27 years old. Time to move on from your third grade crush.
A guy I was hooking up with told me I was getting chubby and I should eat less. I just ate an entire f***ing pizza. F*** you, Brian.
Oh no, no, no. Do not do this. Do not spite eat to get back at someone calling you fat. You go to the gym and you get... What is happening out there? Who is dying?
The guy I really like ghosted me because I posted a TikTok about guys with piercings and he didn't have any.
Honestly, kind of the man's L here. Women will often talk about what they're attracted to and what their type is, and they'll talk about like what men they find handsome, and like men who like that woman will like constantly obsessively compare themselves to those features and those people. They'll be discouraged because they don't look anything like them. Like maybe she likes blonde hair and maybe he has brown hair. But if she likes you, she will make an exception. And maybe she's attracted to things she didn't even know she was attracted to until she met you.
Congratulations to the man who had matched with me the moment I told him I was a journalist. Keep it classy, middle America. Also, guess whose name I'm running through the court records tonight.
What a Chad. Do not date journos. You unmatched me on Tinder, so now I'm gonna run your name through the courts. Okay, psycho.
Oh, of course you worked for Jezebel.
Rest in piss.
Women need to start using men for sex. Sleep with them and block them. Give them a taste of their own medicine.
Who wants to tell her?
No, but really, not all men do that, so now you're just contributing to this cycle of abuse.
Do not do this. Woman L.
My boyfriend said he was into BDSM, so he'd have me doing burpees, planking, wall sits, and push-ups. I was into it, and he said he loves watching girls get pushed to their physical and mental limits when they submit to him. Then after a few months of this, he admitted he was just trying to get me in better shape because he didn't like having sex with me as much as he did at my old weight. Should I be offended?
Okay, this one is just funny.
Wait, what are these ages?
18 and 29. My old weight?
Me and my boyfriend were hanging a TV and I told him to just let me do it. And now there's 30 holes in the wall. How do I tell him I need him to do it?
Let your man do man things. Men were built for war and hunting. And now they're stuck in cubicles for 8 hours a day doing Microsoft Excel. The least you could do is let a man hang a damn TV. I don't care. If you can open the jar yourself, give it to him. Men in captivity need to feel like they have a purpose, or else they die.
Do you notice that men are no longer persuasive? Once they ask you out on a date and you say no, that's it.
These guys are told when a woman says no, that means no, and they're correct. So if you say no, you better f***ing mean no. Apparently, like a large percentage of men aren't even approaching women anymore. The amount of TikToks I have seen of women secretly filming men hitting on them, and the men are not even being creepy, they're being pretty normal, maybe they're a bit awkward, and the caption's like, this creep was hitting on me, whoa, how dare him? Like, how do you think your parents met? How are people supposed to meet people nowadays? Tinder? Like, you can't just walk up to a girl or guy you think is cute anymore. You have to be swiping on them. I am afraid we have Me Too'd a little too close to the sun, and now the men are afraid of speaking to us.
I asked my boyfriend if he wanted to rail me, and he said he was too tired. So we went to bed, and I literally woke up to him jerking it.
Honestly, I can't decide whose L this is. Is it her L because he didn't want to have sex with her? Or is it his L for being too lazy? Perhaps she lays there like a dead fish. I don't know, maybe, just work out your issues in private. Why is this even on TikTok?
Wait, no, on second thought, do not work them out in private. This is great content. Please do keep posting. I got asked on a date today and I blocked the guy because he asked me what I wanted to do instead of just telling me.
Listen, there is a reason women are so indecisive about things, about where to go, and especially about what to eat. It is in our blood. Back in the caveman times, we didn't have a choice. You hunted the mammals and you dragged them back to the cave, and that is what we ate. So you choose. You bringing home Chipotle is the modern man bringing home a mammoth carcass.
One time I was gonna have sex with this dude after a concert, and we went to shower off, and I did this naked little jig and went, it's time to wash me holes, and he made me go home.
No! No, don't
fumble the quirky girl, no!
I'm out eating with this guy, and he took the bill, and I offered to pay, and he said, okay, here.
I love this trend of women being like, I want this, and men being like, okay, and women being like, wait, no, not like that. For the love of God, just say what you mean! Men do not know how to play these mind games. These boys autistic out here.
A guy wrote to me on Tinder calling me quite the catch because I like nachos and Always Sunny. So I wrote back saying, well, if you're impressed by that, you should see my tits. And he unmatched me. I literally have no idea what men want. See, this is a woman who has on her mind that men want sex, 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 and nothing else. So she came out too strong right out of the gate and scared him off. I was on a blind date. The guy opened up Tinder while sitting there with me and was swiping on girls. I guess I wasn't interesting enough. Haha.
Oof. A lot of pain in that, haha.
What's the hardest thing you ever had to say? It's me or the PlayStation. He took the PlayStation over his marriage and 10-year relationship.
Oh my god. You know, I always say if somebody offers you an ultimatum between them and something else, take the something else. But in this case, I don't know, a PlayStation?
Like, maybe there's more to this story, but ending a 10-year relationship and marriage over a PlayStation?
I just came to the realization why I'm single. Every guy that I'm like, oh yeah, he's attractive, I see their wives and they just look like so, like, you know, not like this, you know, like, I pretend my tattoos are gone. That's why guys don't want to wife me up. I thought these men wanted, like, you know, big, strong, tough girls.
Okay, so first of all, she will find a man, okay? She's adorable, she's self-aware, she's just a little quirked up white girl with tattoos. Who doesn't like a little quirked up white girl with tattoos? I personally love tattoos, I love piercings. If I wasn't such a pussy, I would look like this. In high school, I was so determined to get an Avenged Sevenfold logo on the back of my neck. So happy that didn't happen. But anyway, some men do like her style, and trust me, judging by the internet, men love muscle mommies. But if she's not attracting the type of men she wants, she could just easily soften up her style. She could take the nose ring out. She could put her hair down. I'm not gonna say L or W. This is kind of neutral. I'm leaning towards W because she's so self-aware about it. But I think she's gonna make it. We're all gonna make it, queens.
If a man leaves you after you've cheated, he clearly wasn't a real man. Real men would work through it and help you become a better woman. They accept you with all your flaws. When I thought my man was cheating on me, so I slept with his dad, but actually he was just planning on his proposal to me and ruined it. What? When you go through his phone to see if he is cheating, but you find screenshots of you cheating. When you checked his phone to see if he's cheating, but found nothing, then suddenly he said, my turn.
Listen. If your partner wants all of your passwords and constantly wants to see your phone, reads all your texts and wants access to all your accounts all the time, and accuses you of cheating on them randomly, that's most likely projection and they are cheating on you. Not all the time, sometimes they have trust issues, maybe from a different relationship. In these cases, yes, it was projection.
Mom of two leaves her husband of 14 years for a stranger she was convinced was her soulmate after one magical night at a conference, only to be ghosted by him.
I'm sorry, are we supposed to feel bad for this bitch? Cause I don't.
Men, if the DNA confirms the baby is not yours, it doesn't change the fact that you must take responsibility of the baby. Women go through a lot in marriages, and women deserve better. What? Woman, 37, stabs husband multiple times after finding explicit photos of another woman that turned out to be her when she was thinner. No! This man texted me, thank you for showing me what it feels like to be loved. I can't wait to make you my wife someday. It's gay shit like that that makes me want to cheat.
Women be like, wow, thanks. This is why it's so fucking hard to convince men to open up. I hope and pray this king has found someone who actually appreciates him.
When he cheated on me with the same girl my other ex cheated on me with.
Girl, that isn't your average hoe. That's your arch nemesis. You need to either defeat her in battle or commit seppuku right now. No other way.
Betrayed. I suggested an open marriage to my husband to spice up our sex life. He then fell for his lover and I was heartbroken.
Many, many, many such cases. Woman wants to open up the marriage, man finds someone else, and leaves with her. Because as soon as you open up the marriage,
he's not gonna take it seriously anymore because you're not taking it seriously anymore. And a lot of people just can't be polyamorous. They can only be monogamous. They can only give their love and intimacy to one person at a time. So L, common open marriage L. Getting two jobs and telling my boyfriend that I'll work 70 hours a week so I can pay the bills so he can find his dream job, to find out he was cheating on me on the days I worked 16 hours. When he went on Tinder right in front of me, an hour after taking my virginity. I nursed my cheating husband back to health from severe brain trauma. Then he cheated again. Okay, so I know this is about women posting their L's, but goddamn, these men ain't shit. No wonder there's so many insane broken harpies coming at me when I talk about male loneliness. And no wonder there are so many men who think all women are lying whores. Y'all are destroying yourselves. Stop cheating. Is it that hard to not fuck someone? I don't think so. Look at my audience. Follow people who haven't done that.
I mean, the whole time I was seeing him, I was kind of just using it as a psychology experiment. I didn't really like the guy. I more just wanted to see if I could break his heart. It was fun.
So did you break his heart then?
Just a wee bit. I hope I did a little damage.
Demon! Demon! Begone, vile woman! Congratulations, you have created another person with trust issues. People like this should be in jail. People like this should be in prison. People like this should be thrown in the pit. Remembering the time he came home and told me he cheated on me, so I slept with him and made him tell me I was better. When I found out my boyfriend was cheating on me, instead of breaking up, he had me and the other girl give speeches on why he should stay with either of us, and when he chose me, I took him out to dinner and got him thank you presents. Never was much of a romantic. I used to beg him to stop cheating on me by giving him money. Me remembering the time I walked in on my boyfriend cheating on me and I left and came back 5 minutes later and asked to join. They declined.
Women, get some self-respect. Holy sh**, I would say you could do better, but honestly, I don't know anymore.
Turn up the cheat. All women should have an affair once in their life. It made me feel sexier and look younger. First of all, did it? Second of all, this is the kind of shit the average woman has blasting into her mind 24/7. And you wonder why like 45% of them are destined to be single in 2030. And on the flip side, you have all these like manosphere red pill people excusing cheating, but that's a video for another day. Is the man I'm cheating with lying to me like he does to his wife?
Yes. Yes, he is.
Next, I've cheated on every single one of my significant others. Would you still take a shot?
Fellas, would you take a shot?
I swear to God, women with big titties can get away with anything.
The power dynamic of the world is this. The peasants, the rich, the elites, the deep state, women with big titties.
Broke up with my boyfriend who loved me so I could hook up with my coworker that I've had a huge crush on since forever, who just got out of a 3.5-year relationship. All to get pumped and dumped. Thinking about how my perfect first boyfriend, who was nice and bought flowers and gifts and planned surprise dates and never followed girls on social media, and how I dumped him because I was bored and went off to date men who literally abused and cheated on me, LMAO. Thinking about the time I left a man who would do anything to make me happy for a literal bum. When I had a boy that had loved me unconditionally since we were 13, flies across the country to surprise me, and after 2 years still supported me and worshipped me, and I let him down for a lying, cheating piece of shit. I'm starting to suspect there's not a male loneliness epidemic, and it's more of a avoiding these evil bitches epidemic.
This video was turning me into a misogynist.
I always thought the woman leaving the nice guy for the bad boy and getting her heart broken was a silly trope. Like, I knew it happened, but I didn't know it happened this much.
L's all around. Throw these women in the pit. I hope these guys find women who appreciate their niceness. Because believe it or not, despite popular belief, most women do like that.
I asked him how tall he was and he said, I'm 5, and I immediately hung the phone up. Turns out he's 5'11". How do I apologize? I rejected this sweet guy various times, then a couple months later, he's dating someone new. Then once I got home, I cried. The time my prison pen pal came out of jail, me once and never spoke to me again after 2 years of telling me he loved me and wanted me to be in his life forever.
I'm sorry. Your what? Your prison pen pal? You're telling me the convict in jail was not a good person? Of all people?
I left my husband because the sex was boring. Now I'm having the same problem with my new partner.
There is a common factor here.
He proposed.
Aw, that's nice.
To the girl he dated after me.
Oh.
I know we all let our dogs eat us out at least once.
I'm sorry, we? Us? Who is this us and we? you speak of.
One time I was riding a dude and he pressed my bladder, so I ended up peeing all over him for a solid minute, and after I said, I'm claiming my territory. I pee in the shower so frequently that my feet are dyed yellow. I left my underwear on the bathroom floor after my shower the other day, and now there's ants eating my discharge.
I'm not showing this, but it's literally just dirty underwear with ants all over it. You know, growing up I was always told, like, oh, boys are the smelly, messy gender, and I don't know about that.
Confession, one time somebody nutted in my mouth and his semen was chewy. I held back tears.
Oh God, this one made me gag. Whose L is this? Is this hers or the man's? I don't even know. See a fucking doctor.
Okay guys, I really need help. Every check from my sugar daddy bounced. Wells Fargo is closing my accounts and I'm gonna owe them a lot of money. Like thousands and thousands. I'm in a full-blown panic right now. I don't know what to do.
You know, as a socialist, I really hate to say this, and I wish we lived in a different society and didn't have to give all our time and our life to this labor under this evil capitalist system, but get a f***ing job, bitch!
I spent 20k on plastic surgery to try to get a man, but it hasn't worked. I've been single for 7 years.
Well, you went from cute and unique to, like, cookie-cutter Kardashian alien. But perhaps it is not the way you look. Maybe it is something else. You do not have to look like a blow-up doll to find love. In fact, you're more likely to not find love looking this way.
$25,000 L. Everyone my age is having children, buying houses, and getting married. And I'm just over here crying with happiness that I got to hear Hillary Clinton say human rights are women's rights and women's rights are human rights in person. You don't have kids? How old are you? Me, 31. That surprises me. I'd be lost without my kids. I mean, how do you find meaning in life? Me. Marvel keeps coming out with films, so I have that.
Average millennial. Reject love and family. Embrace corporate media slop. Okay, it's one thing to just not want kids. It's another to cope like this. At least I have Marvel movies. At least I have Hillary Clinton. Bleak.
Thinking about the fact that I offered him $100 a week to add me back on Snap and talk to me, and he said no. I was so ready to pay that too. I still am. I will still pay you to add me back. Please, I'm begging.
Could you imagine this reversed? Like men paying money to talk to a crazy woman? Oh, wait. That's like 60% of my Discord.
I'm Rhea.
Donnie. Nice to meet you.
Fun fact about Donnie, he's a Marvel nerd. Are you into Marvel?
You know what? No. Like, my brother watches them, but I just can't get into anime. Like, okay.
Like, you can't not like Marvel. It's amazing. There's so many different things, and it's not anime. It's just, like, a bunch of superheroes who try to save everybody.
Oh, no. We need to hook this guy up with the other woman who's, like, 31 and single and only looks forward to Marvel movies. They are a match made in heaven.
When I remember that I basically begged a dude who had his mattress on the floor and a plastic jug full of loose change on his mantle to be with me, and he said no. Still can't believe I f***ed a guy who made me drink water out of a Tupperware container. I f***ed a guy with actual shit on his floor.
Okay, this is why so many women think men aren't improving or putting in a lot of effort. Because they don't have to. They can have literal shit on their floor and you will fuck them. How are women's standards so high and simultaneously so low?
I'm a liberal. It's hard to find masculine men to date who aren't conservative.
Ladies, stop fucking thinking you need your man to align with you completely. Because you know who's gonna align with you completely? A woman. A woman with bipolar disorder.
Woman marries a dog after 220 failed relationships with men.
The fate of every lonely man is suicide, and the fate of every lonely woman is marrying her dog.
Unfortunately, I can't make a cute recap video of this year because I spent 2022 ugly crying over my ex, quit my job, ended up in the psych ward, and got an STD. It really does need to be studied why women love posting their L's. My theory is that, like, women's go-to humor is self-deprecation. Like, female comedians do it often. Even me, like, I'm constantly making self-deprecating jokes in videos. So it could be that, or it could be just, like, a cry for help or attention. I have no idea, but what I do know is you couldn't beat this shit out of a man. So that was that, whatever that was. Wait, I guess I'll leave you guys with a question. Post one of your biggest L's. Did you ever fumble a relationship? Did a girl flirt with you 10 years ago and you didn't realize she was flirting until now? If you want to support the channel, please consider donating to my Patreon, link down below. I'm doing Christmas cards again this year. $5 and up, you get a personalized Christmas card and a sticker. So stay tuned for that, and yeah, bye.